Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
That's Scripters bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Gretchen Pisano is our guest. Gretchen is the co-founder and CEO of P-Link, Coaching Center for Excellence. We're talking about how to help you become a better leader and how she can help you coach you a little bit today. And also, Gretchen, get them used to working with a coach too, right?
I think that is one of the best things a business owner can do. Small, medium, or large, we all need help growing.
Well, you know, the greatest golfers, I always like to say the greatest golfers in the world have coaches. They don't go very far away without their coaches, even though they're the best in the world. Okay, so we're talking about, when we took a break, we're talking about delegating and how if you're going to become the CEO of your company, you got to delegate. And if you're going to be the leader, if you're going to be the leader, you've got to be able to see the vision, and you can't see the vision of your company if you can't get out of the trenches and be the CEO, and that takes leadership. And if you're going to delegate, you have to hire for, train, and have and maintain leadership quality people, don't you? So you can make them leaders.
Absolutely. And I think the trick there is that you want to hire just a small handful who are, quote-unquote, just like you, and then look to hire people who have strengths you don't have.
Mm-hmm. Talk to us about that.
Well, really, so this comes out of Gallup's strength-based leadership, which
right.
I think is a terrific evidence-based approach to this. And it basically says, you know, don't try to be good at everything, which I think is every small business owner's Achilles heel. And I actually, Jim, your post you wrote on the Olympic Games and how they correlate to the small business owner is a great one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no Olympic athlete that could be good at every sport. They choose the one that they're best at to go to the global games. And I think the same thing is true when you're leading a business. You have to be really clear on what you are absolute best at. It comes naturally to you. It's your sweet spot. Doing it feels effortless. And then you want to hire for the people who are good at doing, or who are great at doing the things that you're good at,
mm-hmm.
you know, not great at. And the difference there is that when you're doing something that's strictly from a skill base, meaning you've learned it, you've practiced it, you've put in that sweat equity to get it right, it feels like effort. You can be very satisfied with your outcomes, but you feel like you've expended a lot of effort. When you're doing something that comes from your natural strength set, it feels effortless. And that's the key. So you think about all the things you do running your business, and the way to get yourself really focused on the outcomes that matter and kind of lift it up out of the day-to-day is to ask yourself, what are the things that you could do with your eyes closed and your hands tied behind your back?
And see, you've just given us a thought that we probably haven't talked about before. Another way to use a coach, Gretchen, because, see, whenever we've talked about having coaches before, and earlier when you're talking about being a coach, it was all about helping the owner, the founder, the leader, the top person become better. But this is what you're talking about now is where a coach can help you, where you would call your coach and say, hey, I need to hire someone. Help me make sure I hire the right person. Let that other set of eyes and ears give you a little help with the profile of that next person to hire. What do you think about that? So they can do what you just said about how to bring the right person on. Because, as you know, this is the worst thing that small business owners do. The most boneheaded things we do is when we hire people.
I think that can be true. I think when you call it boneheaded, I mean, I think maybe you're talking about people hiring in the blind spot, right? It's like
I'm talking about. We got an opening. George's uncle's cousin's mm-hmm. neighbor needs a job. Get him in
yeah,
here. And
yeah.
Put him to work.
Yes.
That's bonehead.
Yes.
But it happens every day, a million times a day.
I would agree with you.
Yeah. So that's what I'm talking about. So you say, whoa, slow down. Let me call Gretchen. Let me call my coach. Hey, coach, I've got this opening. It's not that big a deal in my company, But here's, and then the coach would say, well, tell me where, tell me what your plans are. Tell me where things fit in here. Well, who do they report to? What are your goals for the person they report to? And, you know, et cetera, et cetera, and sort of make it logical. And you say, okay, now look, what kind of profile do you need for that person? I think you'll see a profile you didn't see before.
And I would, yes. And I would say, Jim, that every hire is a big deal.
Yeah, I agree.
Every hire is a big deal. When you hire the wrong person, I mean, even one, so what we call sort of one no-no on the team can reduce the productivity of the team by 40%.
In a small business. In a small business, it can be catastrophic.
Exactly. One person in the boat rowing in the wrong direction, you're just going in circles.
Mm-hmm. So, last thoughts. We've got about 40 seconds.
Okay.
Wrap up our visit and send people off in the right direction toward their coach.
Yep. So I would say becoming the CEO is getting really focused on the outcomes that matter and learning how to delegate so that it frees up your energy. And the way to do that is to get really honest with yourself, and you need to do that with an outside thinking partner. So that's a coach. Whether that's PLinkCoachingCenter.com or whether that's a myriad of other coaches out there, interview them, find the one that's a good fit. It really matters.
Is there a coaching clearinghouse bureau that people can go to find somebody near them and interview people?
There is not, but what there is
that's a good,
is the
that'd
international...
be a good job for you.
when I'm done growing P-Link, the International Coaching Federation is a credentialing body.
Right.
You want to
so
absolutely look for your
for
coaches.
That. All right. Mm-hmm. Hey, give us the website one more time.
It is P-L-I-N-K, coachingcenter.com.
All right.
P-Link, hey. coachingcenter.com.
Gretchen, will you come back?
Yes, Jim. Thank you.
We've enjoyed having you here. Good job. Come back soon. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.